whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, we're gonna listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Hey, good Friday afternoon to you all. Welcome to the Kenny and JT Show. This is the last Friday. JT always says it's the first Friday. Guess what? It's the last Friday in July, the last day of the week, and what a day it is. My goodness, normally JT and I would be discussing this, but JT's off today as he's playing in that charity softball event in Columbus for the Dave and Jimmy Show. Heard mornings here on Mix 94.1. Mr. MC, I don't know if he's going to step in the batter's box and hit a home run for Dave or Jimmy as a pinch hitter or something like that, but that's where JT is. So I'm flying solo today, and we've got you all the way through until 7 o'clock because the Indians are on the road tonight at Chicago to take on the first-place White Sox, and you talk about some news over the last 24 to 48 hours, my goodness, with the Indians. It started with a trade within the division with the first-place White Sox, sending Cesar Hernandez to Chicago in return for a, double-A minor league pitcher. All right, what's this guy's name again? Connor Pilkington. All right, that's who they traded Cesar Hernandez for, Connor Pilkington. So you give up your starting second baseman who's got a career high in home runs to the White Sox. So basically, you're raising the white flag saying, we surrender in the AL Central. But we'll still see if we might be able to make it as a wild card, right? Thinking, hey, Hernandez on a one-year deal, yeah, there's an option for it, but you want to save money. And that's exactly what this trade was all about. Yeah, they got a prospect, but the Dolans wanted to save money because of how much they lost last season. So that's why you made the trade within the division. So we were wondering, would they make any other trades after that? Because JT and I made a wager. We did our trading places bet, the Billy Ray Valentine trade of, wagering a dollar. I said the Indians would make a trade before the trading deadline. JT said they would not. Well, guess what? They did make a trade. JT owes me a buck.
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
Get back in there at once and sell.
So we decided, you know what? One bet wasn't enough. You want to go double or nothing, JT, on whether or not they'll make another trade? He said, sure, let's do it. Because I said they would make another trade. He said, no. Guess what? JT owes me $2 now because the Indians did make a second trade today.
Get back in there at once and sell.
They did sell. They sold. You ready for this? Injured outfielder Eddie Rosario and cash considerations to the Atlanta Braves in exchange for veteran infielder Pablo Sandoval. You remember him? He was with the Giants. I think he won like three World Series with the Giants, two or three World Series.
He won two with the Red Sox.
He won one with the Giants, two with the Red Sox. So I think they call him the polar bear or the panda bear or something. I think it was panda bear, right? And so they get a 34-year-old third baseman who's been to the plate limited times this year with the Braves. Don't expect him to play much. And the reason they did this, even though they're sending cash considerations along with Rosario to the Braves, is to save money. They are going to split the remainder of the contract, allegedly, with Rosario going to the Braves, and they'll pay for the rest of Sandoval's salary, I guess. So they save about $1 million. So within two trades, they're saving probably somewhere around $3 to $4 million, and we know that is the Dolan's way. So they made a second trade in sending Eddie Rosario cash considerations to the Braves for Sandoval. It is 3:04 p.m. on this final Friday of July, MLB trading deadline. They still have 56 minutes left to make another trade. JT, if you can reach me and you want to go double or nothing on the $2 you owe me, I'll bet you they make another trade before 4 p.m. if you want to call me.
Get back in there at once and sell.
I think Brian Shaw could be dealt before 4 o'clock today. We just saw the White Sox pick up Craig Kimbrell from the crosstown Chicago Cubs, right? You saw Max Scherzer. He's going to the Dodgers People are going all in, man. They're trying to win a World Series this year. So it would not shock me before 4 o'clock if the Dolans said, how much do we owe Brian Shaw on the remainder of his contract? Let's do it.
Get back in there at once and sell.
Yeah, they're going to I think one more trade will be made. So if anybody can reach JT, tell him to call the show right now, 330-450-1480, and we'll go double or nothing on the $2 he owes me already on the two trades the Indians did make. Let me say this, all kidding aside. I have no problem with either of the trades. This is a 500 baseball team. This is not a good baseball team. They're a 500 team. They've been floating around 500 now for the last, week to 10 days after they were 10 or 11 games above 500. They came back to reality with all the injuries, the fact that they didn't spend any money on guys on the roster, right? I picked them to go 81-81 this year. 81-81 is what I picked them to go. Right now, they're a game over 500. They are who we thought they were, at least who I thought they were, a 500 baseball team. So getting rid of Cesar Hernandez, I have no problem with it. Getting rid of Eddie Rosario, I have no problem with it. If they get rid of Brian Shaw or somebody else who's on a one-year contract who's not part of the future and it's going to save them money maybe to put towards next year's salaries, I have no problem with it because, let's face it, they are not going to win the World Series. Especially without their manager, Terry Francona. And yesterday, after we did the show, that's when the news broke about Terry Francona stepping aside for the rest of this season. Terry Francona's got some serious health issues. He had the staph infection. He was wearing the walking boot to start the season. And let's be honest, Terry hasn't been 100% healthy for the last couple of years. And so Terry Francona is going to step down for the rest of this year, not quit as of right now or resign, but just step aside for the rest of this year. And so when you look at that and you factor in Cesar Hernandez gone, Eddie Rosario gone, you don't know when Shane Bieber is coming back, right? You have no idea when he's coming back, if he's coming back. And you don't have your leader, considered one of the best managers in all of Major League Baseball, the guy who's somehow, someway been able to guide this team to a 500 record with all the injuries and everything that they're facing. Well, I can't see this team making the playoffs. So add that into the mix that, Francona gone, trades, maybe one more trade before the trading deadline. I don't have a problem with anything they've done. I think they are realistic, and they are going to look at the rest of this season this way. Hey, if we stick around and somehow make the wild card, that's gravy. That's great. Fantastic. Love it. Absolutely love it. It'll be great experience for all the guys on the team, especially all the young guys have never been maybe to the postseason. If we don't make the playoffs, fine. We got a lot of young guys' experience for next year. I looked at this when I saw the salary of the entire team, the amount of money they were spending on the entire team. That's why I picked them to go 81-81 and not make the playoffs. I looked at this as a rebuilding, a restoration year. Okay? So I wasn't expecting the playoffs. So while it pissed me off with the lack of money they spent, once they spent it or didn't spend it, the realization was what? This isn't a playoff team. So I'm not going to get too worked up about it, with the exception of the outfield and how embarrassing that is with this baseball team. Now, all of this comes on the heels of what? Them announcing that, yes, they are changing their name starting next year to the Guardians. I wasn't a fan of the new nickname. I was accepting of why they decided to break away from Chief Wahoo and the Cleveland Indians. I got that. I was okay with that. I was hoping for a better nickname. And then once they did come up with the nickname, I was hoping for a logo that would just, knock me off my feet, wow me, make a splash. And the logo they came out with was embarrassing. The Dolan, that if anything, that's what the Dolans should be embarrassed about, is all the supposed time and money they put into that logo, and that's the best they could come up with. That was terrible. So has it been a good last week and a half to 2 weeks for the Cleveland Indians organization, soon to be the Guardians? Absolutely not. You traded your starting second baseman, who's got a career high in home runs. You got rid of the supposedly big bat you picked up in the outfield in the offseason, Eddie Rosario, although he's been hurt. Your manager is stepping down for the rest of the season. You announced the name change officially and came up with a terrible logo. It's been a bad couple of weeks. So, for me, there's only one way to go, and that's up for the Indians moving forward, soon to be Guardians, right? Where are you in all of this? I'm accepting of the trades. I'm accepting of the name change from Indians to whatever the new nickname would be. I'm not accepting the logo. And I hope Terry Francona gets healthy. He's having hip surgery on Monday, by the way. Hip replacement surgery. And then after that, supposedly, they're going to put a rod in his leg from where the ankle injury was. So Terry, by all means, you made the right call, stepping aside for the rest of this season and getting your health taken care of. If you don't have your health, you got nothing, Terry. I'm 57, Tito's 62, so he's got me by a few years. I get up out of bed every day, and my body aches too. I've got shoulder and hip issues that I'm dealing with, right? So I know that it ain't fun as you get older getting out of bed when things don't work the way they used to. But I can, I can get by every day. I'm fine with what I'm doing on a daily basis. Terry is not. So Terry has to take care of himself. So I'm glad that Chris Antonetti and whoever else talked some sense into Tito and said, look, Tito, we're waving the white flag, dude. We're making trades. We're barely 500. You've done a remarkable job to this point, but we need you here for next season. We need you to get better for next season. Let DeMarlo Hale handle the managerial duties for the final 63 games. All right? You go get your hip replaced. You go get your leg and your ankle taken care of, the head cold, whatever it is, and get back for next year. So good luck and a speedy recovery to the Indians manager, Terry Francona. And we're going to hear from Tito about all of this coming up at the bottom of the hour here, 3:30. We'll hear from Terry, okay? So that's the Indian side of things that we're going to discuss today. We've got to discuss what normally would have been the big story of the day, right? The Cavaliers picking third overall last night in the NBA draft. And as expected, we told you yesterday on the show this was how the order was going to go. With the first overall pick, the Detroit Pistons were going to select who? They were going to take Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. They did. Then we told you the Houston Rockets at pick number 2 were going to select Jalen Green from G League Ignite. And they did. That left the Cavaliers with a choice to pick from who? Evan Mobley, Jonathan Kuminga, Jalen Suggs, Scotty Barnes. We told you they were going to pick Evan Mobley, and they did. They took the 7-foot forward center out of USC. They didn't trade back. They didn't trade down. Supposedly they got phone calls for it. They wisely said no thank you. There were 3 top players in this draft. In my order, it was Green, Cunningham, Mobley. Other people's orders, it was Cunningham, Green, Mobley, or Cunningham, Mobley, Green. Doesn't matter. Get one of those 3, you're supposed to get an all-star player based on everything that has been written and said about those 3 guys. And they did that. Now, the question is, can they play Jared Allen and Evan Mobley together starting on a regular basis? Because when I looked at the roster now, because they did not trade Colin Sexton last night, right? They kept him. Who knows if they're going to keep him, but as of right now, Colin Sexton is still a member of the Cavaliers. So with that in mind, I look at the starting lineup next year as of today, July 30th, 2021. I look at the starting lineup this way. Point guard, Darius Garland. Shooting guard, Colin Sexton. Small forward, Isaac Okoro. Power forward, Evan Mobley. Starting center, Jared Allen. That's how I see this team. Sorry, Kevin Love, but you're, to me now, nothing more than a veteran role player coming off the bench. And that may prolong your career. You should just accept that. Heck, we don't even know if he's going to be able to get on the floor next year. He barely played for the Cavs this past year, was on Team USA. They cut him. Oh, I'm sorry. He decided to step aside because he wasn't 100% with the calf injury. So who knows if he's going to be able to play next year or if he's still on the team by then. Cavaliers could waive and five him. And what that means is you waive him, spread out the remaining amount of his contract over 5 years, which would mean $12 million a year would go towards Kevin Love on your salary cap, even though he's not playing for you anymore. Maybe they'll find a team to trade for him. I doubt it. But I'm starting all the young guys if I'm J.B. Bickerstaff and Kobe Altman. I'm going with Mobley from day one. He's my starting power forward. Jared Allen's my starting center. You have the Terminal Towers for Cleveland in there in the starting five, right? So you got the undersized backcourt of Garland and Sexton, but you hope to make up for that defensively. How? With Okoro on the wing, Jared Allen, and Evan Mobley. But you still don't have outside shooting. I was hoping that the Cavaliers would trade back in and get a shooter late in the first round. There were a number of them there. For whatever reason, they elected not to. They still lack outside shooting. And when I say outside shooting, I mean three-point shooting. They were dead last in three-point shooting last year. They were 30th in three-point percentage at like 33% or whatever it was. They were 28th in three-pointers attempted, 28th in three-pointers made. You're not going to win in this version of the NBA, which is three-ball heavy, right? Got to knock it down from distance without three-point shooters. I don't know if they think they can just improve from within, or maybe they're asking Mark Price. They're going to pay him the veteran minimum salary to come out and be their marksman from outside. I'm not sure, but they need some help from beyond the arc. And I thought they were going to move back into the first round or even the second round to get like a Joe Weisskamp from Iowa, in the 30s or 40s. And they didn't do that. And I'm not sure why. So I was fine with the pick of Evan Mobley, but I wasn't fine that they didn't go get themselves a shooting guard late in the first round or take a flyer on one in the second round. Get a Joe Harris like they did a few years ago. And now look at Joe Harris. He's a starter on the Brooklyn Nets. And a marksman from outside. He was either first, second, or third this year in three-point shooting in the entire NBA. So, like the pick at number three, I wanted Jalen Green. I would have tried to trade up. I don't know what it would have cost to get Jalen Green. But they didn't. They took the third-best player in the draft, still considered maybe a franchise changer and all-star to be, in Evan Mobley, and I'm okay with that. Now what do you do moving forward? 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us here on the Kenny and JT Show to talk about that. Browns Day 3 of training camp. Fans are there. Saw that on social media. Great. Fans, you get to go out and see the Brownies now. No reports of any injuries. Knock on wood today. And that's the biggest news, right, from this point forward is who gets hurt or hopefully who doesn't get hurt. And they stay healthy for the season. So if anything happens as practice winds down there, we'll let you know. We've got, 42 minutes till the end of the Major League Baseball trading deadline. Any other moves the Indians make, we'll tell you about that. But when we come back, one of the moves they did make, trading Cesar Hernandez within the division. We're going to hear from the president of the Indians, Chris Antonetti, as to why they made that deal when we return.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.